This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
Marina Abramovic is a superstar with every weird, twisted Hollywood, D.C. or New York lowlife.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and curious. Name three things that don't hang themselves.
Maxwell participated with and assisted Epstein in maintaining and protecting the sex trafficking ring, ensuring that approximately three girls a day were made available to him.
Human smuggling. People think of that as an ancient art. There are more human smugglers right now, traffickers they call them, than at any time in the history of our world.
Trump has signed executive orders to expand introduction of human trafficking. It's exploded. He's got the Navy and the Army involved stopping it. And they're having huge busts of small children kidnapped.
Operation Cross Country led to the arrest of 120 human traffickers. One of the victims was just 3 months old.
124 arrests.
339 criminal arrests were made across the state.
84 underage boys and girls forced into prostitution.
Sarasota deputies have announced the arrest of 25 people accused of traveling to have sex with a child.
Tonight, more than half a dozen accused child sexual predators are off the street.
One trafficker was arrested after making a deal with an undercover agent to sell a three-month-old girl and her five-year-old sister for sex.
Human sex trafficking of juveniles.
I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government that we can do in order to solve this horrific problem.
The whole Clinton system is just littered with pedophiles, and Tony Podesta running, you know, full-page articles about how he loves art of naked children. They're throwing it in our face. It's Friday, August 21st, the year is 2020. We're taking the gloves off of the deep state and their satanic pedophile networks. That house of cards is coming down, but the enemy is striking back. We've drugged them from the darkness into the light of high noon. They're attempting to collapse the world economy and create religious and race war to distract from their crimes. It will not work. It will not happen. You know, I started making a film a few months ago about Bill Gates and COVID-19, and it's ending up being a film about the Shadow Network and Jeffrey Epstein, because that's where it leads back to. And, of course, Bill Gates is involved. They're not just raping children. They're poisoning them with tainted vaccines. They're keeping them alive after they're aborted. It's a whole system based on murdering and killing and diseasing and absolutely torturing our most defenseless. And going through all these clips, I have all the clips from 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, going, there's no such thing as pedophilia. There's no networks of pedophiles. There's no kids kidnapped. There's no sex slavery. And I went back and researched it. The UN is a giant child and kidnapped woman sex trafficking operation. There's a big story at nationalfile.com. It's also on Infowars.com, where they're making a big deal about all these shows that sexualize 10-year-old girls. My God, they have programs because, you know, be tough for little boys. They can take it with these vampire-like men dressed up like women leading the children in and saying, oh, this kid's a top. That means he's pitching. And oh, we're going to have 10-year-old boys having sex with other boys that call themselves women. Just out in the open, on TV, the dungeon keepers leading the children in drag queen story time. And this is their total, full, out-of-control assault. Now, that's a short video we just put out. We're going to put a longer one out that has even more of the information in it at Bannon Video. Roger Stone's got big breaking news on why the Bannon indictment's so important, and a bunch of other breaking political news at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be joining us. And then we've got other special guests coming up today. Got a ton of news, so much more to cover, and the whole COVID brainwashing straitjacket going on even tighter. It's all coming up on this live August 21st global transmission.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shields X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and Basilipines that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Happened to Joe Biden? He first pointed it out 2 years ago that overnight he went from being an eloquent speaker to not being able to form a single sentence. It was the reason I was banned again from Facebook. They said not even a common mention can be positive. He will be banned as well. We were honored because we knew in the test of time he would become completely delirious, and we will be proven right again, and it's happened. Here is some of the new ads that Trump's putting out on this issue and the crime wave on this live Friday broadcast.
He went, and he became president. I didn't go, and I'm still vice president.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are.
Think about it. Everybody is known from day one how smart, how bright Hillary is. Everybody knows how tough she is.
You know, the rapidly rising
you'll be successful. I sincerely hope some of you become millionaires and billionaires. I mean that. But engage.
You know, there's a during World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing was totally different than
than just a job. Since taking office, President Donald Trump has rebuilt our military, repaired a broken VA, and eliminated Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, ISIS, the world's deadliest terrorists brought to justice. Today, America is safer and stronger than ever, because to President Trump, it's more than just a job. It's a sworn duty to keep America safe.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Protesters have been peaceful.
And they're going and just pulling people off the street to make it seem like there are problems going on when all that's happening are peaceful protests.
And our peaceful protesters' ability to get out at night.
Most of these protests have been peaceful.
I applaud these protesters.
The majority of these protesters are peaceful. They have been peaceful for weeks.
It has continued, for the most part, peaceful.
It was peaceful. We had a number of peaceful protests.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are hundreds of videos coming in. We can't even watch them all. Of people going into working class, middle class, and rich neighborhoods and screaming, "We're going to take your house, we're going to kill you, we're going to burn your house down." and it goes on and on and on. And there's footage of Joe Biden supporters stealing a 7-year-old boy's MAGA hat and attacking his mother. Here's that footage. These are women attacking other women.
Get off my property?
Get off my property? Are you destroying my property?
Yes, we are.
You know that's a felony?
These are women attacking a mother and her child that have pro-Trump signs.
Get it, Liam. Get it.
Touch my hat. Take your hat.
Now they punch her. We've got to have more demonstrations with Trump signs and InfoWars signs.
Get your hat back, baby.
And they just attacked her little girl.
Get your hat back, baby. Get your hat back, baby.
I want to give this lady a job. I like the fact that they're standing up to these
strong. Give me back my hat. Give me back my hat. Give me back my hat. Give me back my hat.
These are the slaves in the old order.
Give me back my hat.
Idiot.
Give me back my hat.
I'm telling you right now.
You're going to steal my property?
Yep.
I'll follow you to your car and get your license plate.
I'm walking.
Tell you what, you slap my kid in the head, you're going to get your jaw broke.
You're
going to get lucky in your head. That's hard. Bounce on concrete. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
Taylor, these people right here are taking your hat. They attacked my son.
Everybody should just beat their ass for that, man.
I have it on video.
Trash.
I have it on video. I have it on video.
Smack.
I have it on video.
I'm your back to.
That's why they attack women, though.
Yeah,
women attack women. Men attack women.
Because
the left are cowards.
I have the whole thing on video. I got the whole thing.
They have no empathy. No reality. I like this. Yeah, look at this.
You're gonna punch him?
Men trying to take the back peacefully. She's attacking him.
Punch me.
Knock her upside the head, man. She's in a man's world.
You want to start to punch me?
But you know people are fighting back now.
Yeah,
and she throws over the fence.
Punch me? That's all you're trying to punch me. I wish you would. We will knock you out. We will knock you out.
These are the weak-minded people, folks.
That's why when you want to hit me. I'm not trying to hit you. I'm not trying to fight you. You're coming after me. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. She came after my son. I have it on video. She came after my son.
And notice they attacked a child.
Now
she's attacking again.
You think
and they punch him and then say they're not punching. The video's on InfoWars.com. This is the globalist project to collapse the country. And even Call of Duty's come out with a new video about it, pointing out that it was what the Soviets tried to do here. But you have to understand, the globalists had already taken over Russia. So it's not the Russians that did it. It's not about defending Russians. If the Russians did it, if the Russians, I'm not going to say they're not that smart, but if the Russians did this, I'd blame the Russians. It was the globalists, the proto-left, that overthrew Russia and did to them what they're trying to do here. Period. They couldn't get the Russians to break up their families. They couldn't get the Russians to do as much as they've gotten us to do. I'll be honest with you. And so the Russians have an understanding of this now, and it's why the Hollywood trash and the New World Order is so upset. Because if the U.S. and Russia get together, like General Flynn wanted us to do, against the New World Order, it's over for them. And Russia knows that as well. Russia actually approached, and the U.S. approached Russia back in the 60s and 70s about a secret nuclear strike on China. And Russia refused it once, the U.S. refused it the next time. And there was that same geopolitical strategy of, like, China's going to be the issue. Let's not do this. Let's just annihilate the communists there. Russia is not really working with China. And, of course, that deal never came through. I don't want to have a nuclear strike on China. But people knew then China was going to be set up to take over. And it is. And so that's where we are. And while we're busy fighting with Russia, this whole thing's going down. Well, that's coming up next segment. And just the mask news and what's coming out of it is so incredible. I have seen text messages with the second most high person in government in Hawaii, and I'm trying to get authorization to show these, and I've confirmed that's who it's with. You know, we have some guests and people on the show that are big film producers and have lived in Hawaii, and they've talked to these folks, and they said, hey, you know, why are you complaining? We're going to start the inoculations by this year or next year, and if you don't have a shot, you're not leaving your house. They're already saying that in Australia. That's coming. So this is all UN directed, folks. And if they can get you to wear a mask and get you to carry a phone to be contact traced, They know you'll do anything. And that is the forced inoculation. Then you'll have it on your phone that you've got it, and you swipe that you are digitally taking your Bill Gates shots. And you're going to see a good 20-30% of the public do it, and they're going to tell you, you're not getting on airplanes, none of it. JetBlue stands by throwing the people off the plane for saying the two-year-old had to put a mask on. This is a corporate cult, and now the universities everywhere are announcing, everywhere, that you're going to have a phone with an app on it that says where you go, and if you leave the college campus, you're expelled or suspended, and it also tells you what stores you can go to, and you get money credits, though, discounts for complying. It is the social score. It's already here, and it's all coming up. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, there's a tyrannical, anti-human world government that wants to phase humans out and is building a new AI life form it believes that will replace us, an alien life form. That's the official cosmology of the globalists. And they're bringing in a system to buy and sell where you must submit to them and your orderly extermination.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And you know who else is live? It's President Trump in Arlington, Virginia. We paused it a few minutes ago because he was on fire talking about the double standard for Joe Biden being hiding under a rock. His wife goes out and speaks for him. Now he can't even form a single sentence. The decline is accelerating. At this rate, I said this 2 years ago, I believe he won't be able to basically talk by the inauguration if he actually won. But that's their plan. So he steps down and in comes Kamala Harris. Here's what the president's saying as we speak.
I will say that if a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did with calling off the prosecutors or you're not going to get $1 billion, and he's on tape, it's not like, oh, gee, I mean, he's on tape. We wouldn't have had a chance. It's a disgrace. The double standard is a disgrace. And hopefully it'll be brought back to fairness. And remember this. They spied on my campaign and they got caught. They can say what they want. This FBI agent has just now, first one, admitted. That's the beginning, hopefully, of the falling castle. But he's admitted that he forged documents. He changed documents, reversing them. And he admitted it. So let's see what's going to happen over the next hopefully short period of time, because it's been unfair that we've had to wait so long. That was so obvious for a long time. And it should never be allowed to happen to another president again, that I can tell you. And that's for the good of the country. Not for me, for the good of the country. Within 3 years, we replaced NAFTA, which everybody said was impossible to do, with the brand new and really pro-America USMCA. It's a whole different ballgame. And we don't want to lose our companies to Mexico and Canada. And this puts a tremendous price tag on doing that. If they want to do that, they won't be doing that. In everything we do, my administration is fighting for the American people and delivering one victory after another. We have appointed more than 230 federal judges. We expect to be perhaps over 300 federal judges by the end of the year.
This guy 25 years ago, I was playing this former high-level KGB officer's breakdown of the left. They're planning to demoralize us, and we got the Saul Alinsky book confirms all of it, and it's the billionaires, almost all of them together, running it because they want to end the free market so you're a slave. They get all the money, and then they want to bankrupt everybody so they get all your property and whatever's left, and then most importantly, can dictate culturally what they want, and that's Netflix now showing men dress as women, leading young boys with their clothes off or scantily clad into sex dungeons. And Netflix is defending it and saying they stand by it. Now, people are upset about 10, 11-year-old girls twerking and a show about how they're sexy and sexualizing them for the pedo viewer. But now, oh, the little boys are even younger, and they're being, let me bring this little boy into a homosexual sex dungeon. He's a top. They tell you he's going to go into this sex room on some dirty mattress, and he likes to do the pitching. With a leering demon, a man in a clown outfit, calling himself a woman, a man stealing a woman's identity to commit these crimes against God, and leering and smiling all the way into your child's soul. It's only drag queen story time. Come on. Men with erections and little girls and boys bouncing on them, with men sharking out like fiends from some nightmare. But here's the former KGB operative defector, now Call of Duty Black Ops. This is the new ad. And I'll narrate for radio listeners. Here it is. At the height of the Cold War, KGB defector issued a chilling warning.
Understand what's going on around you. You are in a state of war, and you have precious little time to save yourself.
Again, it lays out the plan to subvert U.S. and ensure Soviet dominance in the arms race. To this day, that entity and whereabouts remain unknown to this quote operative.
Is a slow process which we call active measures. The first stage being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. The next stage is destabilization. What matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. The next stage is crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, period of normalization.
We're entering normalization.
This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfilled or not.
Inspired by actual events, a plan decades in the making. Know your history. So again, if you don't want to be doomed to repeat it, understand that this is coming out. They probably got it by the censors who were too old and didn't understand. Oh, great, it's blaming Russians. No, this is clearly showing you what's happening currently, and it's the globalist hand that did this to Russia, and then Russia would use this to exploit and overthrow other countries. Because once a country's taken down by communists, which really is just the political name of the Illuminists, it's the system the slaves are under. It's not what it is on top. They then exploit the country to start the next round of the infiltration, the destabilization, the normalization. But see, here's the key. They never got full control here during the normalization once they take over. The normalization that you're a slave, the normalization you don't have food, the normalization you don't have water, the normalization of troop on the streets. They put the government into that crisis. So that once they get control, it's already in place, and they can blame it on that. But they never fully got to that point. Because there's still elements of the government, and the population, and corporations, and churches, and individuals, that's key, that aren't complying and get it. And so there's a civil war politically, economically, culturally, about this destiny. Yuri Bezmenov, in new trailer for Black Ops Cold War Information Liberation, is posted on InfoWars.com as well. We'll post that trailer at band.video. It's important. We should run it as a promo for them, but we should also take a few minutes of what I've said here and put it interspersed with it so people understand. And it's not about giving the Russians a pass. If you believe the Russians cooked this up, you're ignoring history on record. Who overthrew Russia in 1917? The Bolsheviks, where'd they come from? The United States and England. What did they do? How long did it take them to control of Russia? At least 5 years. What'd they do once they got control of the central government? I'll tell you later in the second hour about it. First up, Roger Stone's coming up. But you got to know history or you're doomed to repeat it. We know the enemy. We know the playbook. And we are going to kick their ass.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top
manufacturers. The strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Roger Stone is about to join us with exclusive information on Steve Bannon, on the campaign, and much more. But here is a special report. It's only 2 minutes long. It's at band.video, where President Trump destroys the pedophile networks. It's so important. Here it is.
You are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
Marina Abramovic is a superstar with every weird, twisted Hollywood, D.C. or New York lowlife.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things.
hangs and don't hang themselves.
Maxwell participated with and assisted Epstein in maintaining and protecting the sex trafficking ring, ensuring that approximately 3 girls a day were made available to him.
Human smuggling. People think of that as an ancient art. There are more human smugglers right now, traffickers they call them, than at any time in the history of our world.
Trump has signed executive orders to expand interdiction of human trafficking. It's exploded. He's got the Navy and the Army involved stopping it, and they're having huge busts of small children kidnapped.
Operation Cross Country led to the arrest of 120 human traffickers. One of the victims was just 3 months old.
124 arrests.
339 criminal arrests were made across the state.
84 underage boys and girls forced into prostitution.
Sarasota deputies have announced the arrest of 25 people accused of traveling to have sex with a child.
Tonight, more than half a dozen accused child sexual predators are off the street.
One trafficker was arrested after making a deal with an undercover agent to sell a 3-month-old girl and her 5-year-old sister for sex.
Human sex trafficking of juveniles.
I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government, whatever we can do, in order to solve this horrific problem.
The whole Clinton system is just littered with pedophiles, and Tony Podesta running, you know, full-page articles about how he loves art of naked children. They're throwing it in our face. It's a very important short report. It's not a campaign ad for Trump. It's an ad for truth for the children. Trump unleashes hell on child sex traffickers. We're going to add to that posting Paul Watson's video from a few years ago. Pedophiles rule the world, but their empire of evil is going down. Share that link. Went up late last night, 114,000 views. It needs 10 million views. Well, Roger Stone joins us, and I appreciate him because he's a man of demand and very, very busy. I wanted to get his take on the Bannon situation. It's bigger than just Steve Bannon perjuring himself and saying Stone was a WikiLeaks connection. This ties into a bunch of things, and what's happening, he's got campaign news and a lot more. So, Roger Stone, thank you for coming on with us today.
Alex, thank you very much for having me. I must say at the top that I take no delight in Steve Bannon's new problems, but they don't surprise me because we know definitively that he directly contradicted his testimony at my trial, where he was Robert Mueller's top witness, his big secret witness, in his sworn testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. In fact, it was so egregious and so obvious, the New York Post reported on it. You can't have it both ways. He told the House Intelligence Committee that he never spoke to me about WikiLeaks or Julian Assange at any time ever. That is the truth, by the way. And then basically on the stand, sealing my guilty verdict, he said, no, we spoke about it in every conversation we had in 2016. Not true. So this does not surprise me. What does surprise me is that in my trial, the government had an obligation to tell us that Steve Bannon, their chief witness, was under federal investigation. Not doing so is a Brady violation. It's not that Bannon's federal investigation was exculpatory, but we could have used it to impeach his credibility. Did Steve try to make a deal on this criminal charge and throw me to the wolves in return? I'll never know. I'm praying for him at this point. I point out that the Ten Commandments tell us, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And the Bible teaches us to pray for those who have trespassed against us.
And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And here he is, groveling, lying, working with the system, leaking on Trump. And now the very people, as I'm told, I talked to high-level folks in New York yesterday morning. They said, no, this is the deep state Democrats trying to embarrass Trump. So now the deep state's doing Trump a favor against this traitor. It just shows there's no honor amongst thieves.
Well, not only that, but I did learn that most of the most prominent neocons in the Trump administration, the most problematic ones, H.R. McMaster, Rex Tillerson, Rod Rosenstein, these people were sponsored, yes, by Steve Bannon. So he talks a great game as a nationalist, but he has been crucial in placing some of the neocons who did, I think, real damage to the Trump administration until the president got wise and got rid of them. So, look, I don't know how this unfolds. Remember, the Wall Street Journal has also reported that there are ongoing investigations into Bannon's relationship with a Chinese billionaire. I don't know what will come of any of that. I don't know if there's any wrongdoing there. But this, I think this story is to be continued.
This is a big deal that he groveled to the deep state, but still they burned him as a cheap trick against Trump that nobody's buying to try to discredit the wall or something. Can you speak to that briefly? And then let's shift gears into another subject I'll bring up in a moment.
Yeah, I think the overriding desire here is to undermine the president. But the truth is, despite the fact that Bannon keeps planting these stories that he's been rehabilitated in the White House and that he's counseling people at the White House are essentially not true, or he may be speaking to people at the White House, but that doesn't mean he has any influence with the president. Let's remember, Steve Bannon referred to the Trump Real Estate Company as a organized crime organization. He called Donald Trump Jr., who is a great patriot, a traitor. He accused him of treason, to be more specific. I don't know why anybody would want this guy back in the tent. He is really not to be trusted. And frankly, stealing $1 million, which is what the indictment accuses him of, is far more serious than the charges fabricated and brought against me of lying to Congress when I meant any misstatement I meant was immaterial. And I had no intent to mislead anyone because there was nothing to mislead them about. So it is karma. But just the same, I will be praying for it.
Now, Trump just gave a speech. He's still going. But 30 minutes ago, he came out and he said, you've seen the first indictment of this FBI lawyer that on record falsified the Carter Page FBI field memos. They knew he was CIA. That's why when he testifies at Congress, they say, what were you doing in Russia? It's classified. He'll be arrested if he said that, violating the National Security Act. And then they continue to act like he's hiding something when they knew damn well he works for the U.S. government and is a patriot. And now they are really getting scared, and Trump has telegraphed that there are a bunch of indictments, and we may actually see Durham take action. I know I talked to Steve Pachinik, who has big Pentagon and CIA connections and is one of the most accurate guys I know. And he said he's surprised that Trump actually did this or could get Barr to do this. But the word is they're going to move against the deep state before the election. And that's what we're hearing now. What do you think of that statement, if that's accurate?
Well, first of all, Steve Pachinik is a very credible source, and he has his own sources. As a veteran of the counterintelligence establishment, he knows a lot, but he's a truth teller. At the same time, my fear is that we scapegoat Kleinsmith without ever finding out who instructed Kleinsmith to do this, who above him. It's not incidental that Andrew Weissman, the so-called pit bull of the Mueller investigation, actively urging Department of Justice employees not to cooperate with any of these investigations. I believe that's obstruction of justice, has falsely accused me of hiding misconduct by the president.
Let's talk about the new Senate committee stuff we're hearing, where they're saying that they have intel you were a Russian, which WMDs in Iraq. Roger Stone, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday transmission. A little tidbit. Last weekend, where they blocked my wife and I from being able to go down and hike on the Greenbelt, I got mad and picked the very spot where we got blocked. It's one of the longest entrances, a quarter mile down in the hot tip. I apologize, I wasn't thinking. I'm like a bird dog. I see the birds, I go. I kind of get a plan, I do it. That's part of my strength. It's also part of my weakness, is there's not a lot of calculation going on, just a lot of deep research, and I make the decision. It's like a timer, just ping, and then it's done. Tomorrow, we're going to go and swim where Barton Springs, the creek, comes in, where it's the beautiful, 70 degrees, deep aquifer water. There's plenty of parking right down there. But I told folks, I'm getting everybody food for at least 500. It's by the Monkey Tree. It's on the south side of Barton Springs in downtown Austin. Plenty of parking. And, they tried to say that the trails are closed, but the parking lots are open. I'll see you there tomorrow. All right, let's get back to Roger Stone. Somebody told me 10 years ago I'd be on air in 2020 going, and we're going to go protest that we're allowed to go to the park. But that's where we are. If we're burning down houses and shooting police, we'd be heroes, according to the left. Roger, this is bigger than your case, and I care about you. And when you said 3 years ago when they were setting you up, you were worried. 2 years ago, I thought you were exaggerating. Then they tried to get me indicted and my dad indicted. I learned, wow, this is real. And so I apologize. You were right. But it is bigger than you. It's about all of us, about them saying that we didn't vote for Trump. Russia did it. They're back at it again in the Senate with no evidence saying you're a Russian agent recycling that. So nip that in the bud for us.
Yeah, the Senate Intelligence Committee report was released on Friday, and it is the same fabricated recycling of the same old nonsense. Interestingly enough, it says that in this report that they assessed that Roger Stone spoke multiple times with Donald Trump regarding the release of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Assessed is always a word that the intelligence agencies use when they have a theory that they have no evidence or proof for. This is categorically false, but it is designed to bolster the false claim, the big lie, that Roger Stone traded his silence regarding misconduct by the president in conversations that were inappropriate in return for clemency in his case. There is no evidence of that whatsoever. You have the uncorroborated plea bargain induced testimony of Michael Cohen and Rick Gates, which they cannot prove because it is false. They both made a deal to get reduced sentences in return for those lies. By the way, I passed two polygraph tests on this exact question. So it also says in the report, for example, Alex, that in July of 2016, I wrote a tweet for Donald Trump, candidate Trump, at his direction, proposing some peace plan with Vladimir Putin. This is whole cloth. I wrote no tweets for candidate Trump whatsoever in 2016, including this one. Where does this information come from? When you look at the leadership of this committee, it is the disgraced Richard Burr, who got caught insider trading.
And it comes out of the rear end of Adam Schiff.
And that pustule from Virginia, Mark Warner. These guys, so you have rhinos and hardline leftist Democrats trying to recycle this.
Exactly. I know you're talking about the Senate, but I mean, going back to the House, Schiff is still a central character they want us to forget about. Isn't he quarterbacking a lot of this?
Thank God the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee were not rhinos, at least not all of them, and they were more aggressive. And I think Chairman Nunes came to the correct conclusion. There was no evidence of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. This document that they released last week implies that there is, but there's no proof to it. It is a false narrative. Warner continues to imply that I had something to do with the timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures, for which there is no evidence at all.
Well, I've seen the Democrats in general, Roger. They're running ads and stuff about Russiagate again. They think we're that stupid. I think this is a losing issue. I think America has rejected it, but they're such an alien force wanting to get rid of the country itself. They have to brand us as the outside pathogen because they're the ones on the Chi-Com dole. And I really like to see Trump running big ads showing how Joe Biden's bought and paid for by a foreign power. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I agree. I think that is one of Biden's several greatest vulnerabilities. If you watch that snooze fest last night, the Democratic National Convention, this idea that the president bungled the coronavirus crisis is completely false. This idea that that hydrochloroquine and zinc don't work, that's false also. The president had the audacity to appoint to an inexpensive medication, which there's now more than enough medical evidence.
Yeah, something that actually works at 99% because he wants to fix it instead of create a problem and milk it for 100 years.
And he doesn't want the pharmaceutical companies to cash in on what is a legitimate but probably overstated public health
crisis. I totally agree. Look, we only got 5 minutes left with you. You're a busy man. People need to support you. They need to get your Roger Stone still did nothing wrong because you're a signet, a standard of victory against their evil at your main website. And we'll give that out in a moment. But I've been asking the questions today. What other stuff's on your radar you want to tell people about?
Well, obviously, the Republican National Convention is coming up, and the president and his people are working very hard to have a superior presentation. These conventions do impact the voters' attitudes. The president has been gaining in the polls. He is closing the gap. That gap is caused, quite frankly, by the collapse of the economy because of the measures the president had no choice but to take to protect the country in the COVID-19 crisis, and because of the relentless falsehoods coming from the mainstream media. At the same time, you have the widespread and increasing censorship of patriots, liberals, Republicans, conservatives, non-liberals, Trump supporters, Christians on the internet. This combined factor is why the president is, I think, slightly behind in this contest. But Alex, I have seen no poll that shows that the president cannot recover. He's not behind.
No, I agree. I just heard a train wreck sound because I really respect you. because you're an optimist. You're saying Trump's behind right now. I heard a record skip there. Let's start over with that, because that makes me have a little bit of a pucker factor here.
I think he is slightly behind probably nationally and in probably more than half of the swing of states, but that doesn't concern me. He was behind at this point in 2016 as well.
Sure, so they're going to pull the shenanigan on the post office next week to overshadow the convention.
They will try to. Look, they will try to distract to the extent that they can. The president can win this contest. I think he will win this contest. He needs a more focused approach in the fall, which I think you'll see. But again, I am not one of those country club Republicans running for the high grass. I think he's slightly behind today. I explained why, but I think he can make up that ground.
By the way, you said exactly this 4 years ago, but in studio with us.
That's exactly right. Look, institutionally, the combination of the internet censorship and the mainstream media added to the ballot fraud that we expect is what's going to make this a very difficult race. And there's nothing new here. If you didn't have those factors, if you had an honest election, Donald Trump would run away with this. But any Republican or any Trump supporter who is sitting back thinking that this will be a landslide because the silent majority is going to pull it out, overconfidence is one of our most egregious problems. I still find pockets of overconfidence among the president's supporters.
So I keep running into it as well. Let me just do a little few little factoids. And if you got to go, you got to go. If you do five more, just blink. Can you do five more, Roger?
Actually, I have to end this at the segment.
Oh, I know. You're a busy guy now. Wow. Talk about in demand. Sean Hannity. I like Sean Hannity. I think the skeltered thing about how he hates the president, they're trying to drive a wedge between Hannity and Trump. I think that's BS at that level. What do you think?
I love Sean Hannity. He was very good to me in my epic fight for freedom. I know that he has great affection for the president. He's expressed it to me. I've never heard him say anything of the kind.
So that's just another attempted wedge operation.
Brian Stelter's not a credible source. And we don't name whoever supposedly said this. I happen to know that Sean Hannity has great affection and respect for the president. He's told me that numerous times. Why would he say otherwise?
He might have said the president's crazy like a fox. He didn't say he's crazy.
Absolutely not. Look, it's just disinformation. It's a yet another smear attempt. Remember, I don't believe anything CNN says. I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the
food. I agree, but they still try to stay relevant by just saying whopper lies. And like even I have trouble sometimes just wanting to know. Roger, amazing, very exciting what's going on. And we're just glad that you are not in prison, and they are certainly pissed about that. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Awesome. I'm now back at stonecoldtruth.com, posting regularly on the latest political news. So folks who saw our hiatus during the gag can go back to stonecoldtruth.com and follow my political analysis there. Many thanks.
Thank you, Roger. All right. I had a couple more questions, but we'll come back on next week. We'll get to those then. There'll be so much more about that. And speaking of plugging, if you don't get an InfoWars t-shirt, you're crazy. We've got what I think is the official campaign shirt this year, a big, bold American eagle with a Betsy Ross flag that it's perched on top of. It's not a disrespect to the flag. It all goes together like a horse and carriage. It's very beautiful. And it's got the American flag on the arm. And it's got Keeping America Great on the back, InfoWars.com. That's how we fund ourselves. And we've got high-quality swervable food now ready to ship within 1 to 2 weeks. They've got it. They just have to package it. And we've got so many other great products and a big sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.